Welcome to the Tom and Frenchy podcast featuring Cum Hands Alex. How you going, Alex?
Yeah, good. It's bleach. It's bleach.
Bleach he's been hands. Cleaning
Tom,
his
why
bathtub.
Did he say you're the cum hams? Yeah.
Yeah, he's been cleaning his bathtub and he said it smelled like cum in there because he fills it with cum and he has a little cum bath. So I think that's what he's trying to tell us.
It's not even a joke. As we said hello. So we're on Zoom, guys. I log in. I'm like, hey, Alex. He goes, oh, I'm not good. My hands smell like cum. I'm like, oh, you had a little masturbate. Good thing you didn't do it on camera. He goes, no, I've been cleaning my bathtub.
Maybe he cleans the product with cum.
Oh, but it wasn't as a joke, guys. That's why I was like, yo, that's not a normal bathtub, bro. You're supposed to shoot it out of the bath like a fountain, land
onto
it in
the carpet.
Toilet.
Oh, okay.
Onto the carpet.
Guys, we are live because I'm in Melbourne comedy, Frenchie's in Sydney comedy, and Alex is in Inner West comedy, all different events.
Tom's live from the comedy festival. First week just happened. Tommy did his first live show ever, 1 hour, him, microphone, people in the crowd. Take a short, Tom.
Well, it was pretty, yeah, it was my first one, so I was a bit like, fuck, I've got to speak for an hour, I've never really done that. And there wasn't a huge turnout for the first one on a Sunday, but I had some good turnouts for Friday, cancelled them. So
well, you didn't want to start too high. You're like,
yeah,
you wanted
yeah,
to
I want
to ease your way into the decent crowd.
Yeah, I got to keep my ego in check. So there was a handful of people in the crowd of just a man with a pumpkin head on stage telling pedo jokes. And yeah, it was quite nice.
I fucking love that. How many people exactly?
Around 7.
Don't say around 7. That's not a number you have to guess around. You know, if
well, I'm going to round
or 6 or 8.
I'm going to round up to 8, including the sound guy. He hadn't seen the show before.
That's a good little quorum for your first show on a Sunday, mate. That's not bad. So how was it doing a full hour? Was it awkward? Like,
It was all right. A few bits were like hard to remember because I've never done it in like succession. So I was like trying to remember like the chunks and I got a bit thrown in a few spots. But overall, it was pretty good. Everyone enjoyed themselves, stuck around, had a beer, had a laugh. But it was cool because they set it up. You know how I was saying I was having like some video bits and stuff? They got like, they put it on the projector behind me and I could like flick through stuff. So it looks pretty cool. It's a nice little room.
Little
in
den.
In an alleyway.
That's awesome, man. What were the other acts like at your den? Is it mostly pedo jokes?
Oh, no. The one before me was like, I think it was called Like a Virgo, and it's like a chick doing stuff about Madonna and all this stuff, like completely not my crowd. And I was like, oh, because it was like kind of empty. I was like, you guys can stick around if you want, but I was like, but you don't want it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they were not the crowd.
Bro, I had that on the other day, like on the weekend. I took Fenton for a walk. We ended up running into 3 gutter girls, I called them, because they were just sitting in the gutter having a coffee or whatever outside their apartment. Because I don't know if they were locked out or whatever. They're normal type girls. They're like, oh, yeah. Dogs, sorry, I love dogs. I'm like, most people do. Don't apologize for that. I apologize if you didn't like dogs, to be honest.
Nice.
And so they start talking while they're padding. And they're like, oh, who's on your shorts? And I was wearing the Tom and Frenchie shorts. I'm like, oh, no. It's a morning too. Like, I haven't even had a coffee. I'm like, I don't want to go into this. I'm like, oh, that's supposed to be me. But they gave me different color hair. That's fine. And that's my friend Tom. They're like, why are you and your friend Tom on your shorts? I go, oh, we got a podcast. They go, oh, that's so cool. We're going to listen to it. That's so, what's the podcast about? I'm like, oh, it's just like comedy or whatever. And then they go, what did you think of the Will Smith, Chris Rock thing? Do you have any strong feelings on that? I'm like, there's a lot we could talk about there. And then she goes, I think it was really both of their faults. I think there's they're both in the wrong there, aren't they? I'm like, oh, definitely fucking not. Definitely. Yeah. There's a clear villain in that situation. And then they're like, oh, we're going to listen to your thoughts on it.
Oh, no.
By the podcast. I'm like, please fucking do. Please fucking do. Will Smith's a fucking bitch. We're not going back into that, though. We're not going down that rabbit hole.
That's funny, man. I'm always awkward when people are like, well, what's your podcast about? I'm like, I don't even know what to say, to be honest. Like,
yeah,
comedy.
Exactly. And you guys listen, it's not that we don't love our podcast and we know. It's just you got to tell the right people. They need a specific sense of humor. You don't want to be telling everyone. Because let's say they click on one podcast and then they're like, I'm going to skip ahead 46 minutes in. And we cut to Batsu mid-rap. They're going to see you and me the next day walking my dog going, your Chinese friend wasn't the best rapper.
He's not bad.
He's not
funny,
bad.
Man. Yeah, it's a bit like that. It's because like I was walking around with Evan, which was really funny. Evan's another friend of ours from Canada who's doing
friend
some shows in Melbourne.
Yeah. Go check out Evan's shows too after you check out Tom's.
Yeah, and he was doing like a Canadian comedy show, and I went along with him on Friday or Saturday, and he's going down the street with his flyer, like trying to get people to come, but he's so good at it because he's so like extroverted. He was like, he'd be walking along with his flyers being like, please come to my show, I'm from Canada, I'm so alone, and like stuff like that. People are like, what the fuck? And he just like, he was just cracking me up, and he got like a group of people who were like the Pied Pipers, just like people joining our little walk.
Oh. Did he do the fucking... you want to get high one?
No, I don't think so. What's that?
Was it him who used to do this? I come up and they go, you want to get high on comedy? And then they'll give you the brochures.
I'm going to be doing that.
You want to get high?
But yeah, no, that was cool. So we did, I went and watched his Canadian friends. So it's like him and like four other Canadians. They were really funny.
I don't think I've ever seen four Canadians in the same place.
I agree.
Yeah.
Especially four Canadian comedians in Australia.
Wow. Like, you know, like some nationalities, you only see them in chunks. Like Brazilians, they fucking love to mingle. There's always a gaggle of Brazilians, as they say. Mm-hmm. English people, UK people, always, they're always in their clumps too. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Americans, you meet, whereas Canadians, it's just one Canadian usually.
Usually, yeah. So I guess, it was cool.
Yeah, I guess because they're so friendly people, they can make other friends. They don't have to be like, hey, I can only talk about ice hockey. Hey. Ice hockey jokes?
I think there was like a few references.
Yes. Did they butt-chug maple syrup?
I wish.
Oh, they fucking love doing that, bro.
That would have been a sick closer. Just fucking spread them cheeks.
Have you done your seagull thing yet?
No.
Tell the listeners about that. Tell them.
I feel like I have.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah,
we
talked about it. So I was going to promote my show, get the boys to cover me in like, I'm talking like $100 worth of hot chips. Just in an area with really aggressive seagulls, wear some goggles and just get fucking attacked.
And Speedos.
Speedos.
Or you going clothes?
I'd probably go clothes just so my skin doesn't get burnt by the oil from the chips.
Nah, you don't have to be. Seagulls will eat cold chips, bro. You can let them cool down a little fucking bit.
Nah, they want to smell those hot, fresh chips, dude. You want them.
I don't want to be good if you do that as a series, but it's so it starts with seagulls, and you're like, okay, what other animals can I get attacking me? What food will attract them? Yeah. Then it turns into, I don't want to say species of human isn't the right word, but groups of humans.
Okay.
So let's say junkies.
Cigarette butts.
Cigarette butts. You put a whole bunch of them on you, and they're like, come on, give me one. Yeah. There you go. That's a good video.
Yeah.
And then I guess white dudes in their 20s, you put some microphones around and say, start a podcast, and they all fucking run in there, grab microphones.
Yep.
You get
go to
bags.
Bondi. Yeah, Bondi, covered in bags. Yeah.
Covered in acai and cocaine, and the girls are fucking lapping it up.
Yeah, it's a long series. It's going to go forever.
Yeah, no, I don't hate it.
Yeah, man. But, yeah, so my van didn't fucking happen.
Oh, can we have some sad music for this? Do we have access to any?
Nah. Oh, I can do maybe.
We've got rap
do
music.
Like one.
Tom's boring. Oh. Yes, Alex can play guitar. Tom's boring weekend stories have changed, but he's got fucking exciting weekends for the next 4 weeks, and it's turned into Tom's never-ending van story. Take us through it, Tom.
So I was on the last stages of getting my van. All I had to do was fit a new exhaust system in, and I did it. I got the exhaust fitted, drove it to the engineer's house for him to sign it off, give me the go-ahead to go get registered, get my blue slip, take it there? What type of exhaust system is this? It's exactly what you asked for. You talked to the man and got it fitted. And he goes, no, this is a cheap Chinese one. I go, excuse me? I go, in my best back Zoo accent. And he said, I'm not giving you your certificate. And I go, are you fucking kidding? And he goes, you've got to replace your exhaust. I was like, I literally just got this exhaust put on. He goes, there's no other way. And I go, I'm driving my car to Melbourne. And that's my story.
Yeah, if you've forgotten, Tom's driving the van to Melbourne to live in it for a month. He's been trying to get it fixed up for 6 fucking months. Maybe a year, to be honest. The Japanese
dude,
van.
Dude, it's been so long.
One last thing to go. The fucking cunt. The fucking mechanic goes, you need a new exhaust. I'm going to ring up, get you the right one, take it in there. You bring it back. Nah, you got the wrong one, cunt.
I was like, you got the wrong one, cunt.
Oh, no.
Fucking painful, bro.
You need, that's why, like, there's not enough respect for dodgy mechanics. They should all be dodgy and just sign off for you. So, and there you go. That's good enough.
They're dodgy in all the wrong ways. They're dodgy in the way that they give you the wrong fucking exhaust system.
Yeah, be good,
it's
dodgy. We want good, dodgy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so you had to drive your little fucking car down and stay on the street or something, yeah?
No, I booked a hotel last minute. It's pretty dodgy, but it does the trick. It's got a sushi restaurant attached, so that's a win. Or you can eat sushi. Yeah.
Yum. How's, speaking of cars, me and Kieran, we went to the beach with his housemate, went to Coogee Beach. We're driving back. We're on a hill. There's a bus in front of us, bus behind us. It's not great. Fucking the bonnet starts smoking. We're smelling like burnt shit. Like, oh, that doesn't smell good. We're like, do you think it's the bus? And it was quite clearly the front bonnet. So we're like, fuck, we can't just leave the car here. We're trapped in a little bus sandwich, a little bus Eiffel Tower.
They're
putting us on the spit, those two buses. It was a fucking... so we just revved it. More smoke come out. We pulled over. Then what happened next was probably the least masculine situation I've ever been in, okay? So we pop the front bonnet. Jake goes first, can't find the latch. Okay?
Oh, no.
You know how you normally lift up the latch? You don't all lift it down? This one wasn't that. So I had to Google it. We'll get to the ending later. He can't find it. So I start trying to find it, but not when... Because it's near the lights, the cars would stop and pile back, and then they'd just be watching us, not be able to open a front bonnet. Very embarrassing for 3 fucking old-ass men. So I would only do it when they're moving, so they didn't know how fucking shit I was. What Kieran would do, instead of Googling it, we'll like Google it. He's like, no, we'll sort it. He was just asking dudes who were walking past. So some dude walking past of his shop, and he goes... Hey, mate, do you have any idea why a front bonnet would be smoking and or do you know how to open it? I'm like, bro, you can't ask another guy help for a car. That's fucking embarrassing. I'd rather we walk home. I'd rather we never tell anyone about this. I'd rather we set fucking fire to this cunt than ask another man how to open a front bonnet. How the fuck do you have no shame?
What? He doesn't. He doesn't.
He doesn't. This guy's like, oh, it sounds like there might be oil on the engine, might be burning off, and yeah, you should know how to open a front bonnet. I've kind of got to get this milk back. He's like, okay, no worries. 5 minutes later, we still haven't opened it. There's a motorcyclist stopped at the lights. Taps on the motorcyclist shoulder. He's like, hey, man, do you have any idea about car engines? We can't open the front bonnet, and it's smoking a bit. You know what it'd be? It's a fucking Brazilian dude. He's like, oh, man, I think you have oil burning off, whatever. But I'm like, Kieran, don't fucking ask anyone. If you have to, ring up your fucking brother or your dad or some shit. Don't fucking ask a random dude. I was so embarrassed, bro.
Dude, why didn't he just call, like, NRMA or something?
Well, that's another thing. I wouldn't have done that either.
What do you mean you wouldn't have called NRMA?
You your dad. You go, Dad, what's going on? This car seems fucked. And then if he doesn't, then you move on to NRMA.
Nah, you just call NRMA.
Yeah, so I was Googling.
You pay them.
I found the latch and it was like you swiped it to the side. It was like a Holden Cruise maybe. You had to swipe it to the side and we got it up. And we just aren't looked they at all it, like that? Oh fuck! I don't know. I thought the only time I did it, I popped it down or up. I don't fucking know.
Nah, it's always like a latch.
And then it was like we looked at it and it stopped smoking because it was turned off, obviously. And we're like, ah, she'll be right. Just get back in and drive it home.
Oh, no. Oh, that was, oh, you guys are literally the in-betweeners when you two were together.
Bro, we are, bro. He wears shoes on the beach, but, like, you can't...
He's what is it, Neil? Is that the tall guy?
He's Neil, yeah. You can't read. Yeah. Yeah, he's the posh dude who comes into the school. Which in-betweeners would you say we are then, Tom?
I'd say you're...
No, he'd be fucking the little glasses dude, I reckon.
Nah, I reckon he's Neil, because he's just big and kind of vague.
Okay, that's cool.
Me. I reckon who are you'd be Jay.
Yes, Jay's the best one. He gets probably, the most action in his
I'd be
own
Simon
life.
Or Will.
Yeah, you're a Will. You're Simon, actually. Yeah, yeah. Simon for sure.
Carly, I love you, Carly.
Oh, Carly. Carly.
Why won't you Who's work, Alex? You fucking thing?
Which one's Alex then, yeah.
Which one's Alex? Probably the fucking the bully. Donovan.
Yeah. with that light moustache.
It's looking even thicker now. Look at that thing.
It's looking good. It looks more Merv Hughes, I reckon.
Yeah.
You can pretend to be a famous ex-cricketer, but you're always going to be a serial killer, right?
Well, yeah, the people
if two
in my
people
closet.
Have the same moustache, we're not going to call you the cooler one. No offence.
Yeah, why do dictators always have moustaches?
Good question.
What's going on there?
Good question. Why do dictators always have moustaches, guys? We're going to have a poll, okay? It's all right, you bad dancers. You could win a Holden Cruz on the side of the road near Coogee.
So what, should we get into some news or something?
Let's do it.
Does someone want to do the trending news jingle?
Yes, if I can find it.
Trending news, trending.
Here we go.
Oh, we got
Thurman Finch's trending news. Oh, my.
Yes, Daddy.
Well, I know just before, Frenchie, you said we weren't going to talk about it, but I've got a little bit about the Will Smith fallout. What happened?
Yes.
Going to go over it?
Yes.
Yep, so
I want to.
Some dot points. We've got Chris Rock declined to file a police report. He's got sold out comedy shows now, so he's kind of winning, I'd like
yeah,
to say.
Yeah, I don't hate that, to be honest.
I don't know.
I don't think... okay, go on with the rest of it, then I'll give my 3 cents.
He was reportedly unaware of Pinkett Smith's condition of alopecia, is what he's saying. Although it has been public for a while, but maybe he's not on a fucking Instagram.
Yeah, who the fuck wants to watch Red Room? And like, he's like, oh, Jada, tell me everything that's happened with your life. She's like, I'm busy fucking getting some young cock. Go on.
We've got confused people sending Maryland Senator Will Smith harsh tweets following the Oscars slap. Like, why would you hit Chris Rock, you bitch? And I threw my remote at my TV so my 5-year-old daughter didn't see your violent behavior. And this is just a random politician.
That's funny.
That always happens by same namers. They get fucking done.
And that is a really common name, wouldn't it be? Will Smith.
Will Smith.
Like, pretty basic.
I'm interested, back to the Chris Rock bit, like, I think it was right to not file a police report. Like, yeah, you could have, and you could have sued him, but, like, you didn't get hurt. Like, America loves to fucking sue people for no reason, like, and you, like, you've won, do you know what I mean? You've won. Yeah, you can get him on fucking charges, I guess, but, like, I don't know. I wouldn't just for a slap, but I can see if you wanted, good on you.
I think if he was like a struggling comedian, he should have. Like, but he's so rich, it's not going to make much of a difference. I reckon the real fucking bullshit is that he didn't get kicked out of the Oscars. Like,
well, he's left the Academy now, and some of his
yeah, but on the day, like, as soon as you fucking assault someone, you get taken out. You don't get asked, you get taken out.
Yeah, even in pubs, you do.
Yeah, like, it's bullshit. That's the worst bit. And then they're like, we asked him to leave. It's like, you don't ask someone who assaults someone to leave. You make them leave.
Okay, reportedly unaware Pinkett Smith has a condition makes it a much worse joke. You know what I mean? If he knew she's got it, he's like, yeah, I'm gonna give you a little niggle. I'm going to go. But like, he's like, oh, no. Like, okay, here's what I'm worried about. Because Chris Rock needs to own this now. You need to turn it into a whole fucking tour, yeah. You need to do 80, 90 minutes, based on, yeah, Will Smith slaps like a bitch, whatever. So he's already saying he's unaware of the condition. He's not filing police reports. He's friends with all the same people as Will Smith, Denzel, whatever. I'm worried he's going to go easy on them in his stand-up. And the thing to be like the best stand-ups is you got to not give a fuck. You have to fucking go hard at the people who deserve it. Do you know what I mean?
Totally.
And when you lose your edge, you lose, you know, your edge. So that's what I'm worried about. If he gets it back, if he's like, fuck him. If Denzel's like, you can't do any jokes, where he's like, fuck you. He slapped me. I'm going to do 90 minutes on it. I'm going to end it with a fucking song about slapping, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. I agree.
Like that too.
I reckon it's funny. So, right, she's got alopecia.
Mm.
You think they haven't made fun of bald men before? What's the difference? Like, they lose their hair. It's out of their control. And people get made fun of for being bald all the fucking time.
Oh, bro. I'm sure... We know. At least Ricky Gervais popped up and said something. Mm-hmm. What did he say, Alex?
So I've got it right here. Ricky Gervais spoke to the Mirror and revealed that he wouldn't have made a joke about Pinkett Smith's hair, but he would have made a joke about her boyfriend.
And then did he do a little giggle after it? Did he do a little... one of his big laughs. Oh man, he's got such nice delivery. There's an art to delivering jokes, and Ricky Gervais is fucking Michelangelo. He's so good at it.
He's funny.
Did you see the comedian who wore the helmet to the during his speech at the Grammys?
I love that.
Comedian Nate Bargazat. I'm not familiar with him. Are you boys?
No, I've never heard of him.
I think I have. I think he's great. Yeah, I think I've seen one of his clips on YouTube. Nate Bargazetti or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Go on.
Yeah, so he was invited to speak at the premiere. Said that comedians were supposed to wear these now at award shows. It doesn't cover your face, but it just focuses where people would hit me. And then eventually he conceded and said the helmet looks stupid, so he took it off.
Yeah, love a bit of prop comedy. There's nothing I love more than a bit of prop comedy.
It is good. That was a good bit.
Now we're going to do some prop comedy live on this podcast, okay? Using what we've got around us, we're going to do some improv prop comedy. Okay, you guys go first. What have we got here? Two bottles, one cup. There we go. No cup. There we go. I'm holding up two bottles, guys. It's a bit harder to do as an audio thing. You have a go, Tom. You have a go. Okay.
This is a metaphor for what I do to all the women in your family.
Oh, he's teabagging. He's got a teabag. He's teabagging the women in my family. Not the men, though, which is seems homophobic.
That yeah, you're right.
Seem a bit.
My okay. bad. Alex?
Well, to that joke, Tom, I would have to say, get forked.
He's holding
up a fork. Guys, that is classic comedy.
Monday, but we're still getting lit.
Oh! What?
He's got a lighter.
What? That is brilliant. Insane.
Absolutely brilliant.
Mm.
All right, what story is next?
Why did you like that? We will have a regular podcast. Well, not regular next week. I'll be down in Melbourne for a couple nights, coming down to see my son's shows and buy some Melbourne drip. So we will be all together, apart from Alex, who will have to phone in.
Sounds good. Next story, maybe Alex. I'll leave an audio message.
Mm,
yeah, nice.
Lovely. Next story,
Alex.
Next story. Flight attendant smashes unruly passenger over the head with coffee pot.
Oof. Why'd they do that? That'd hurt.
So the passenger. Yeah,
what a great audience member. Why would they do that? Tell us more.
Tell us more about this story.
It's great radio. So an unruly passenger who tried to force his way into the cockpit at an American Airlines flight subdued by the quick-thinking flight attendants who smashed the coffee pot over his head. Apparently, Juan Rivas...
Sorry, I'd say that's different to being unruly, trying to force your way to the cockpit and take over the plane. I'd say that's more terrorism. That's a fucking...
Yeah.
Unruly is like, oh, how you going, love? Give us some of that sugar, and then grabbing her fucking pussy or something.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be like someone refusing to wear a mask or something and they get coffee poured. I was like, oh.
Yeah,
nah, they deserve it. That's mad.
Logan Paul's Japanese video, do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. So he's... Juan Roberto is on a flight. He starts threatening flight attendants. Go on, Alex.
Yeah, he's reported to have grabbed a small champagne bottle by the neck, attempting to break the bottle on the counter, as well as kicking and shoving the service cart into one of the flight attendants. So being a fucking menace.
Yeah, that's.
And then once he
grabs a small champagne bottle by the neck, it just sounds like it's a person. If it's a small bottle, you're just grabbing it, you know. You chop the bottle.
But he was trying to do that thing that you see in the movies where they grab the bottle by the neck and then smash it and have like a shank.
Oh, yeah. That's sick. That never works out like you think it's going to work out.
It just breaks right in your hand and then you just got the neck. Not speaking from personal experience. Yeah,
that sounds... You were this guy, weren't you?
Well, then, what I thought was really funny was that once she smashed it over his head, a bunch of attendants and just people in general came over to help, and then they tied him to the chair using zip ties and duct tape.
That's sick. Oh, yeah. I love a bit of justice.
And then they teabagged him.
Yeah, they teabagged the shit out of him.
Yeah, he tried to open the exit door to the front of the plane. Fucking hell. Nah, that's not smart.
It's an understatement.
Well, it depends if it's on like a rom-com. It's always like cute on a rom-com. It's like, I need to get off. I love her. I can't go. And then they're like, oh, that's cute. But like 40,000 feet up, do you know what I mean? Not as ideal. Oh, why is no one talking? Did we fucking...
Story? Okay.
Is there a glitch? So, fuck, sorry. I thought someone else would talk. You fucking lazy cunts.
Well, I've got two stories here. I've got Tiger and Rob Kardashian child support over in Instagram.
Yeah, with playing the reel.
Who's their baby mama? China something.
Play it. Let's go. Let's listen.
I'm not sure how I'm going to get the sound.
Yeah, we didn't think about this, did we?
No.
I just put your phone on your mic, bro. That's what I did. It sounded fine. I can do
let
it if
me
you
just
want.
Share
yeah,
screen.
Do you want to get it up?
I'll just share screen. Chill.
Oh, big Tommy.
Chill, Daddy.
Chill, Daddy.
Daddy, chill. What the hell is even that?
That's the greatest TikTok ever made. I'm going to rock. Tiger, let's get into it. The Shade Room posted Black China tweets. One of her tweets said, yesterday I had to give up three of my cars, my reasons, morals, beliefs, being a single mother, no support, I'm a mama. And she also tweeted, single, no support, child support. Then Tyga replied to that post. He said, I pay $40,000 a year for my son's school and he lives with me Monday through Saturday. Why would I pay child support, lol? And then Rob chimed in, I pay $37,000 a year for my daughter's school. I handle every single medical expense. I pay for all her extracurricular activities. I have my daughter from Tuesday through Saturday. Why would I pay child support, lol? And then Tyga replied to Rob and said, at Rob Kardashian official, how you pay $3,000 less? Let me know the plug, laughing emoji. And then Black China replied to Tyga, and all she said was, lol.
That's funny.
How good is that? She's whinging about child support. Fucking sees the kids on Sunday. Hell, the dads have them 6 days a week, paying $40,000, and she's whinging about child support, having to give up three of her cars. The poor fucking thing.
What a nightmare she must be.
Black China, but is a strange name.
Do you reckon it's the country China or like the plates, like China plates?
No, it's the country. Okay. It's the country. She was trying to start a movement.
There's not a lot of diversity in China, is there? You don't see many black Chinas.
Black Chinas?
There's only one.
And I don't think she even lives in China.
That's one of your best, Tom.
Well, wasn't China white is a drug?
Is it?
So maybe it's that. China white is like heroin. Or some kind.
Mm.
So maybe black China.
Have you done
it? Black tar. Yeah. Sure.
Okay, next one.
Tom sent this one in. It's the terrible things celebrities have done that have been swept under the rug.
I like how you tell Tom sent it in, so if it's shit, we can blame him, and all the listeners can be like, fuck you, Tom, for sending that piece of shit in. But if it's good, he gets the credit.
He gets the credit. Well, Frenchie sent the last one in about the child support.
Oh, don't fucking do that.
Yeah, that get him. If you guys didn't like that. All right, let me just get this tab up.
Remember, Halle Berry ran a red light, rammed her car into another woman's car, and then drove away, leaving the other woman to potentially die. Jared Leto has on multiple occasions...
So we're going to have to pause it after each one, Tom, so we can talk about them. Otherwise, it's just too much. What it is like bad things celebrities done that no one gives a fuck about. Halle Berry killed someone, did she?
Apparently. I haven't heard about that.
She just got in a hit and run and drove off.
But was she in character as Catwoman for this? Because cats don't stick around, bro. You know what I mean? They're skittish creatures, you know what I mean? So if she hits someone, she'll go in and do the damage and run away off into the night, you know what I mean? So I understand if that's why she drove off. But also Halle Berry could do no wrong for a couple of years after those swordfish days.
Oh, yeah. That was good days. I
mean? When she got the headlights out and not just the car's one.
All right, next one. I'll skip back a little bit.
Jared Leto.
A woman to potentially die. Jared Leto has on multiple occasions slept with underage fans.
That one's wild.
Somehow
he's like
no
just
one ever made a big deal
new,
even during the Me Too
What's that
movement.
Movie called that he's in? The new Marvel?
Oh, bro, that movie looks so shit. That looks like possibly the worst movie ever made. It's called like...
What's it called?
Morbius.
Oh,
Morbius.
Oh my goodness. I watched 2 minutes of that and I was like, that was the longest 2 minutes of my life. I was like, if that was the movie, that was too long. Do you know what I mean?
Like, I wish it was called Morpheus. Okay, have you watched he played the guy from The Matrix or something. He's like almost like a it's like a weird vampire creature.
Yeah. So he's like a weird vampire creature.
Like a werewolf,
Morbius.
But vampire.
Morbius. But, yeah, so back Morbius, to when Morbius. He was just a weird singer for 30 Seconds to Mars. Mm. Sleeping with underage women, is that why he was looking to get to Mars, do you think? Because it's I guess it's a lower, there's a lower age of requirement on Mars. I don't know how
it
that
counts
works.
It counts as international waters if you go to Mars.
Seriously, but like I've heard those rumors too, and I think that's a problem with the Me Too, the cancellation movement, is so much hypocrisy based on who the mob likes or doesn't, because it's the same sort of people who cancel people, do you know what I mean? It's the same ones every time jumping in the fucking stew. It's not different people going, oh, I'm going to have a turn cancelling someone. It's the same fucking ones who think they're holier than thou, but they're like, nah, I like Jared Leto. He's cute. He's got beautiful eyes. He's a great singer.
He looks hot, you know, for 40. Yeah.
He looks fucking hot for 40, for sure. He's got great hair. But they're like, we don't need to cancel him. He's cute. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm just reading here. He had a cult. Jared Leto had a cult. They called themselves the Echelon, and they retreated to Croatia, where they had a 3-day music festival. But I remember there was a bunch of stuff about it that was, like, off, and and you just see photos of him in a white robe, kind of, walking around.
I've seen that. Yeah, it's fucking weird, bro. Legit cold energy.
100%. Wow. See? And no one gives a fuck. He's just getting the role in every shit movie he wants. They're like... Close to the Edge was a good song, though. Closer to the Edge? What does that mean?
A few good songs.
What does that mean, Tom? Closer to the Edge?
Of puberty. Yeah. Closer to the edge of consent and stuff. He's a singer. Alright, let's keep watching.
The Kennedy family fucking lobotomized their daughter over mood swings and seizures and locked her away in a care home.
That one was intense.
Oh my god.
Lobotomized.
Over mood
Yeah, that's where they like get into your brain and fuck shit up, right?
Over mood swings and seizures. So like, isn't that just like a period? Don't get me wrong.
Whoa, what is this? Get her institutionalized.
The gutter girls are going to love that joke. I hope they tune in just for that one.
All right, well, let's keep going. I don't know much about the Kennedys.
Kennedys, but they did get their head...
Caitlyn Jenner killing someone. Everyone just kind of forgot about when she did the transition.
She legitimately killed someone. She drove a car into them, reversed over them, drove off again. Three times reversed over them. Probably. She killed them. Like, they're dead because of her driving. No one gives a fuck. She was doing something illegal with her driving. It wasn't like she was, oh, I was just going 40, looking both ways. No, she was fucking huffing glue, probably.
Do you reckon she did the kind of Kevin Spacey technique of when he got busted being a bit of a pedo, he just came out as gay?
Honestly, because it was during the transition. She killed someone as Bruce. Dan's like, I'm transitioning. Let's all focus on this. And everyone's like, oh, okay.
Worked.
Smart. Yeah, smart. If it works. It's like kind of like, I don't know, when you get in trouble with your...
Sorry.
No, Charlie, I want to hear about Charlie Sheen. He's fucking... Charlie Sheen.
When she did her transition, Charlie Sheen was out in Hollywood having unprotected sex with women knowing he was HIV positive, also shot Kelly Preston in the arm in 1990 while high. The fact
shot
that people
someone
think
as
he's
well
cool is insane.
And given everyone AIDS, Jesus.
Yeah, I think the AIDS part is worse than the shooting, I guess. Mm. Yeah, I think he should be, like, really in jail as opposed to cancelled. I think he should be life cancelled from making him AIDS-y. That's pretty... I don't think anyone thinks he's cool anymore, though, do they?
I don't. He's insane. He's kind of like a comical because he's so out of his goddamn mind. People...
Two and a half men's not on anymore, do you know what I mean?
True.
He used to be... He used to have some good movies. What was he in?
Scary Movie 3?
Yeah, he was good in that. Philadelphia?
That was... No, he was in the real version. Dallas Buyers Club, he was in that.
There you go. Alex didn't like any of those jokes. He's just smiling, not even laughing.
He's too young.
Ah, yeah. He's too young. Yeah, that's not a... Guys, if you're listening and you have AIDS, don't have unprotected sex with people, please.
Good job.
Just a little community shout out.
Next one.
The world star. You're welcome.
Here we go.
John Stamos told a story to Jane magazine years ago that at a concert in Finland, a drunk young fan came onto him. He wasn't interested in her, but his buddy was. So he took her up to his room, turned off the lights, excused himself, and then sent in his body to have sex with her.
Yikes.
She thought it was John.
Wow. That's one of those ones, but if they told that in the 80s at a talk show, they would have got a round of applause. You know what I mean? Standing ovation. Yeah. Everyone would have been cracking up. And then, you dissect it these days, you're like, oh, that's a bit sneaky.
Yeah, I remember back in the day, there was that, when you say, like, funny sex positions, there was that one called the Houdini. Do you remember that?
No, take us through it, Tom.
So, you're having sex with a girl, and then you swap with your mate, and then go to the window and wave, and she thinks you're magic. So stupid, but that's kind of...
And you did it. Oh... I was wondering why they used to call you Houdini Armstrong. Wow, Tom, you can't do that, mate.
Definitely did.
That was back in the 80s.
Yeah, when I was 20.
Well, do you think people in 40 years will be like, yo, in the 2022, they used to sell the most cook stories and thought it was like, okay.
Yeah, they'll use this podcast as an example.
Okay, what's Emma Roberts done? What's she done?
Roberts beat her boyfriend bloody in
Emma
a hotel
Roberts.
Room and no one
That's
cares
surprising.
At all.
Who's she again?
She's, you would have seen her in heaps of shit. I can't describe what she's in, but she's
I feel
in...
like everyone listening right now is like, fuck, who is Emma Roberts? It's a name I've heard, but never
I think
know
she's actually she's Julie. She's actually Julia Roberts, like, nephew or niece.
No
right?
way.
Nephew.
Nephew.
It's a lot.
Exciting.
Let me tell you what she's been in.
IMDb. Emma Roberts. She's probably a big fan of the podcast. Shout out for listening, Emma Roberts.
She was in Where the Millers.
Where the Millers. I thought it was We Are the Millers. That's my bad.
What did I say?
Where? Is it like a... Are they...
Like We Are...
Wally.
No. God damn it, Frenchie. She was in American Horror Story.
Never seen that.
Scream Queens. Family Guy.
Family Guy? No. She's Peter Griffin.
Yeah, she's Peter Griffin.
Emma Roberts. I'm from Quahog. That was pretty good.
That was one of your better impressions, I reckon.
Okay, we're going to do a whole scene from Family Guy playing all the characters, okay? Lois! Damn, I lost it.
Oh, Peter. No good.
No, don't break, okay? We've got at least a minute of this, okay? Alex, you got to join in too. Lois, where's his dinner ready?
Lois, you terrible woman.
Lois, where's the dinner ready? Have you been out with McGiggity again? Fuck his name.
I'm Peter. I'm the dog.
Giggity-goo.
Giggity-giggity.
One day me and John Stamos, we were having sex with this woman. Well, he was. And then I knocked him unconscious and did it in the dark. Giggity-giggity.
I bought you boys some popsicles.
I'm Meg. I'm ugly. Is that it?
That was pretty good.
I'm masturbating. I'm cleaning my bathtub, and it smells like semen. Chris Griffin.
Oh.
Chris Griffin.
I thought that was an Alex impression.
Not Alex. Good. It's based on a true character, though. That was pretty good, John.
That was Family Guy.
Do you think our improv is better or worse when we're zooming?
I'd say better.
I'll say with the weirdest thing about zooming, guys, if you're listening, you don't understand, but if you're watching, Alex is here the whole time, just smoking. Joins in a little bit when it's his time. He's like, I'll prepare these. I'll join in now. Rest of it, he ignores us. We'll be dropping fire jokes. He'll be like fucking getting stains out of his shirt and shit. Ordering
Uber sniffing, sniffing his fingers.
He's like, smoking.
Why does it
right
smell
now,
like
yeah.
cum? Yeah.
He's smoking some white China right now.
I'm trying to get rid of the smell.
Do you want to keep finishing this?
Yes, we do. Yeah.
Okay, next one. We've talked about that one.
Everyone knows that one. That's girls. The worst part about Triple J, playing Drake all the time. Yeah. But then there's other people, they're like, no, we're not playing you, but we love Drake.
Yeah, strange. He's definitely getting cancelled.
Hypocrisy. He's getting cancelled as soon as he drops a bad album. They're not going to get him while he's on top. It's when he's on his way down. Then it'll be like, yo, Drake put chili in my pussy on purpose. And they're like, no, he did a little condom prank. He's like, nope.
Nicki Minaj, here we go.
What's she done?
Nicki Minaj has close ties with two convicted child hurters, her husband and brother, and has allegedly intimidated at least one of these victims in hopes that they settle out of court. The fact that no one knows about this is astounding and scary. If it was, say, a 50-cent or Eminem, we'd never hear the
Holy
end of it.
Holy shit! Disgusting. Her husband and brother were child rapists.
That's insane. That seems like it
What?
Shouldn't... How are they not in jail?
How do we not know about this? Whoa. That's... What? That's rocked me, guys. That's fucking rocked me. Nicki Minaj.
Pull up in the dankto automobile gangster. With a bad bitch that came from Sri Lanka.
I thought I'd just let you have that one. If you want to give me the awkward silences.
I like it.
Cool.
Roll into some fan engagement.
Yeah.
We've got some messages from the audience. Or we can go into the conundrum.
Nah, let's do some fan submissions.
A couple of messages and the conundrum to finish it off. Beautiful.
Tom and French's fan submissions. Submit your own audio message to at Tom and Frenchy on Instagram.
What is Fenton doing? Fenton's going crazy.
I got too excited too quickly and he was going crazy.
He's like, it's peanut butter time, Dad.
He just had a mat full of it. It took him ages to get it all.
Oh, no.
All right, let me share the screen and let's do some audio messages. Oh,
Fenton's got a big head. I always imagine he's a lot smaller.
Yeah, he's a big-headed...
It's an angle, too. It's a big-headed dog.
Wow, that is a cute dog.
All right, where's my... Here we go. Here we go, guys. Let's do some... Okay, this one's from Rico. All right, let's see what happens here.
Did we just witness an abduction?
I don't know what that was. Was he
was trying to turn the rip? Did they try to call us while they were mid getting abducted? What the fuck was that?
I think Rico ripped a bong, but also did a shit and flushed the toilet.
Oh, because I only heard parts of it. I was, didn't know what was going on. I couldn't hear much. Yeah, Rico. Well, thank you for that, Rico.
Here's Sonny.
He did a shit.
You. How we doing, boys? Sonny here from England. Long-time listener, first-time caller in a voice note. And when I say long-time listener, I mean I used to watch Frenchie's videos on Facebook when he was big back in the day. Only Kim French dog.
Oh, no.
Tomo, got a bone to pick with you. Get the Roundabout Crew podcast episodes back online.
You've only got
1 to 40 episodes. Where's the rest? I love watching them. How is Burnsy? How's the Goida? A little Vindaloo. Where's Kenny gone? Surely you can get him on the special guest for one episode. Come on. Anyway, boys, sometimes I think how much more of a well-rounded human being I could be, more cultured, if I didn't spend an hour and a bit listening to you each week talk rubbish. But I just can't get enough of this. And Frenchie, I love when you defend the most ridiculous people and you play devil's advocate. Stick it to Tom. You're doing good work there. And when people talk about, oh, what podcast you listen to, I've just got to sit there and think, that's to keep my mouth shut, because how can I explain? I'd see you in the rest. Probably not. Hey, I'd love to come down, watch you boys do a stand-up show. I'm proud of you both. I mean, I heard Thomas drunk his tickets, so I probably need to get a flight down there. But keep up the good work. Keep making that comment.
That seemed like he was listening to the start of this podcast. He was like referencing things we talked about.
Yeah, Tom. Yeah, that, bro. What a voice! How good's that accent? It was like
that was a good
accent.
It was
like Antiques Roadshow. Do you know what I mean? That's what I felt like. I felt like I was listening to Antiques Roadshow, but a bit more laddie, a bit more personable.
Yeah, it was really good. Yeah, with the Roundabout Crew podcast, I don't know what happened. I think it's they like we're not putting them out, so they got removed. Like some of them got removed because it's inactive. I don't know. I'll have a look.
One day we want to get Kenny and Elliot on this podcast for sure. Yeah. Tom wants to time it up for when the Spice Girls and One Direction all reunite. Mm. So it's like the big three.
I'm hoping for some kind of vortex to open in the ground so we can finally go to hell. If all three have a reunion, then I think that would happen. The big three.
The big three.
All right, next one.
Yes, ba.
Ashy.
G'day, boys. Big fan of the show and both of your work. even you, Tom, you're fucking pedo. Anyway, just a quick question for the potty. Do you guys... It was recently brought to my attention that some individuals do not stand up. Like, not stand up, but maybe, you know, stand up or just hover a little bit above the toilet seat while wiping their ass. And I just thought that this was normal. Maybe I'm the whack cunt, but apparently people stay sitting down. So I just wanted to ask you boys, do you guys stand up a little bit off the seat and while you're wiping your ass after taking shit, or am I a whack? Am I the weirdo?
That's a great question, boys.
You're the weirdo.
You sit?
Well, I don't have the leg strength to squat for the whole time I'm shitting. That's a long time, bro. That's Guinness World Record shit. I don't think anyone can squat that long. What do you mean you hover?
Just to wipe, bro.
Just to wipe. I thought he meant the whole time he was shitting.
No, dude. You insane.
I thought he meant the whole time he was shitting. He was hovering, like working the fucking glutes, squatting. That's literally what I heard. I was picturing mid-shit just fucking... I was like, what's on his toilet seat that he doesn't want to sit down on it? Is it an Alex little bathtub special one? Okay, to wipe. Okay, I don't know. I'm going to go do it now, and then you guys, I'll come back.
All right. Alex, what do you do?
Probably, like, just the one leg. It's like a bit of a half one.
Half one.
You just lift the one leg, like a dog peeing on a fire hydrant.
I'm kind of a bit of a stander, I reckon. A bit of a, like, squatter.
Okay.
Yeah.
How far off the toilet?
I know what I do. I do a little jump.
You jump?
Like Tony Hawk's. You know, like when you're running across, like you're on a skate park, you don't have a skateboard, so you'll run and you do a little jump and you'll grab your finger. You, like a little one like that. I would just jump up, little wipe, pop back down, bang.
Just one
land
wipe.
Land it.
You only wipe once?
Yeah, bro. I'm fucking good. Huh?
You only wipe once.
Tom, I seem to remember
I've got a bidet tap. I've got a bidet tap.
Do you?
It's not a bidet, it's a bidet tap. If you aim the tap, it's just bidet, isn't it? It's just bidets are just taps, bro.
Tom, I seem to remember serious. You telling me it.
That's not a serious question, asking how you get wiped.
That is a serious question. He wants to know the answer. Alex?
Yeah, I seem to remember a story you told me, Tom, about a time that you hovered to take a shit, maybe at
a
less than reputable pub or club, if you want to share that one.
Yeah, that's a great story. I was at a club, and you know when there's, like, piss and stuff all over the seat, and you don't want to, like it's too much. Like, sometimes you'll do the courtesy wipe and wipe it if you've got to sit down, but this was, like, a lot, like, the whole seat drenched, and I really needed to shit. So I was like, I'm going to hover, like we were talking about, over the top so I don't have to sit. But then I had projectile diarrhea that went like all over the seat. So instead of just piss on the seat, there was shit all over it. And it was like I tried to like wipe it, but it was just fucked. And then I just left and acted like someone had left a mess in there, like it wasn't me. You know what I mean?
That because you see those toilet seats that are staying like that, and you're like, how? Who?
Me.
And we know Tom
Me.
Armstrong.
Yeah.
Because he could.
Yeah. It was a power
he walked
move.
Walked out. He looked at the cleaner and said, "Clean it up, peasant."
And it was you, Frenchie, at the glass house.
At the glass house. Like, yeah. The club.
All right, let's do a few more.
Yep.
Perrin.
Hey Tom and Fringy, love the podcast. I just wanted to speak on this Creighton character that I'm sure you all know by now. Is the fella, the kid that sent a really inappropriate letter that you couldn't read on the podcast. But yeah, I just wanted to say, yeah, that is a fake name. Because Creighton here in New Zealand, basically if you call someone Creighton, like you're saying that they have a small dick. So that's what Creighton means. And I don't know who the actual fella is, who the actual person is, but yeah, it's not his real name. But yeah, anyway,
love
the podcast.
Some guy with a small dick sent that to us.
Thanks, Baron. This is really a Kiwi journey. I love that all the Kiwis are getting around it.
It's so good.
It's like, no, that's the small dick, bro. They're fucking... That is great.
That's good.
There we go.
That's good.
I'm glad we played that... Any other Kiwis, I'm glad we played the song On The Rock for you now. Let us know if that's actually a real saying you say. Because I watched that song On The Rock. It's about a Kiwi bender in like Wanganui or somewhere. Where was it? I don't know. And I think it's hilarious, but I don't know if it's actual something you say in day-to-day, getting on the rock. But let us know. Very good song.
All right. This is from Ted Cunt.
Ted Cunt. One word.
Hey guys, going on? Long time fan, friendship, been watching videos since I was like, I don't know, fucking 14, and you're doing the slug down at Ostie Beach, I think, whatever it was. I actually been to the glass house where you used to work, and it's called the glass house because every gun that walks there is definitely smoking ice. What the fuck were you doing working there? Tom, how's it going? The roundabout crew, that's definitely picking up kids around the roundabout with lollies hanging out. But anyway, have a good fucking day, cunts, and...
Nice. There you go, Gong Lad, let's fucking go. Isn't that weird? So now he did a voicemail about something we just talked about. This is fucking tripping me out.
This is weird. Yep. I feel like I'm in a dream sequence or something. It does make sense.
Three to go. We got Hutto. There's right. Hutto coming up.
Here we go, Hutto. We've got the Wheel of Death.
The Wheel of Death.
I'll try again.
Try again.
I'll refresh the page.
You're right. Take your time, Tom.
Here we go.
What's shining behind you, Alex?
Hey. So, this is weird. It was weird to do this. But, hey. How you guys doing? Love the potty. Yous are fucking wicked cunts. And, yous give me a laugh. Got a lot of podcast ones to go back on because I got onto you guys a while back and found the podcast and started watching that. But there's a lot of earlier ones to go back to. I've watched a few, but still a fair few to go. So that's good for me. Just wanted to say, Frenchie, I didn't even know that you deleted songs. And when you mentioned about your friend saying that Ketamine Fug ones were shit or something, it got me curious, so I had a peek around and I found some on SoundCloud and I reckon fire. So just
bring them back, French.
Anyway, see you guys.
Oh yeah, I appreciate that. I love that, but I feel like Ketamine Thug is more of a SoundCloud rapper, do you know what I mean? Or like some like niche service no one releases songs on would be sick for Ketamine Thug. Like you can only get them via Snapchat, if they send a minute to you, you know what I mean, or something like that.
Yeah, that's funny.
Raya, I don't know. No, the only time you can hear a Ketamine Thug song is on the Hinge profile as your yeah, voice memo, yeah. Like Alex has got. Ketamine.
All right.
Smoke Billy's all day. Drink Amel. Something like that.
Def Gyno. Okay.
Def Gyno. Yes.
All right, I'll keep this one brief. What does a deaf gynecologist do?
Uh-huh.
They read lips.
That's good. I thought we were going to get the voice, to be honest. I thought we were going to get the voice.
Have we listened to this?
One more.
Are we listening to this now?
Hey, boys. It's Maddie. Thank you so much for replying to the voicemail from the other week. Definitely provided me the lols. But who would have thought... Only a few days after posting that podcast, that partner, yeah, he's now my ex. So, lol. If you guys know any 6-foot-plus emo boys, please let me know. Help a gal out. An update with those Samsung phones. We finally fucking got them in. But no one knows that we've got them in. And the few people that do, they come in, they're like, I want a 256. Fucking pink, and I'm like, I don't have it. I have white. They're like, no, new pink. I'm like, sorry. So that happened too. And Tom, Telstra is actually not that bad. It's pretty fucking good. Do you get 5G on your plan or prepaid? Let me know. If you guys need a phone hookup and plan, let me know. I can give you a sweet discount. And Alex, your keyboard definitely shouldn't be electrocuting you. Feel free to hit up JB Hi-Fi. I'll give you a sweet deal with warranty. And if you require medical attention from electrocution, you'll be covered for that through us. So
she just works for JB
telemarketer.
Yeah, I was about to say she works for JB Hi-Fi's marketing team. I love it.
Yeah, she's fucking good. She's subtly in there. Oh, big fan. Thanks for responding. Hook me up with a 6-foot-tall emo boy, which I think we definitely do have some of those listeners. P.S. Who wants a good plan? Anyone listening? Ask for Maddie. We've got the best phones in. No one knows they're in. I was like, hustler. Gary V's shit. Respect the hustle. Respect the hustle.
Nice. What's the other segment we want to do? Conundrum.
If we do the fuck conundrum segment, we just got one more voicemail if we do it, but... You know, the one, we got that random voice message, the chick after the Coffs Harbour show, she's like, oh, let me fucking be on the podcast. I'm like, why don't you leave a voice message?
Is that our fucked segment?
We'll play it. I guess so. Yeah. We'll do
Tom
it.
Tom and French's fucked segment of the week.
Go for it, French.
We'll do a big one. We'll do a big fuck segment in Melbourne where we get seagulls to eat your butthole. Eat the chippies.
Go for it.
Ariel looking fuck.
Wow, okay.
Megan's going to be on our podcast.
We never have girls, so this is our first girl guest. Go.
Okay, you aerial looking fuck.
It's not a roast.
Excuse me?
Okay,
you got right,
I thought it was an antenna.
I think.
What do you want to talk about, Megan? What are your thoughts on can women come?
They can.
What?
If the man knows what he's doing.
What?
Do you know where the clitoris is?
No.
It is safe.
What is that?
I know.
What is that?
It is the little bean. Do you sleep?
A bean? A bean?
What else?
I'm your witness.
Is that it? Okay, that was funnier than I thought it was going to be. That was good. A bean? What does she mean, a bean, though?
We sounded wasted.
We were wasted.
There you go.
As soon as the show's finished, we start fucking drinking hard, catch up, and we usually don't eat dinner. But what does she mean, a bean? Like a kidney bean or like a bean bag? Like
flicking the bean.
Yeah, but like, is it an actual bean?
Yeah.
But like, does it come off? And can you plant it and grow like other clitorises, like Jack and the Beanstalk?
That's a good... Maybe.
Yeah, clitoris beanstalk, and you go up to the land of giant pussies.
Sounds interesting. I'm into it. It's a weird children's book, though.
It is a good story. Like, if the clitoris is a bean and Jack plants beans, I felt like everyone's mind would have got to that at some point.
Mm. That's beautiful.
You're welcome. That's a great way to end it, guys. A little bit of beautiful poetry for you, okay?
Mm.
We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for being a long time.
Love you.
Thanks for sending in messages. If you want to send in a message, go to speakpipe.com/Tom and Frenchy, probably. But there's a link in the description.
If you want to see a show, Tommy is on every night in Melbourne, except some nights he's not. So look it up, Google it, hit the links.
Most apart from
Worry Wart. Worry Wart.
Wart.
And we've got our Wollongong and other shows coming up, Queensland and Perth shows coming up too. They're almost out of tickets. Tom's almost out of tickets on the weekends too, so get in those ones quick. Book them early or come midweek a little cheaper, a little funner.
Mm. And we can get a drink after and you can touch my butt.
And I will be at 1 to 3 shows next week from Monday to Wednesday. I don't know which ones yet.
And we're going to party on stage. We're going to do a donkey show. I'm bringing a donkey for Frenchy to fuck.
Okay. Okay. I'm listening.
All right. See you guys.
Eeyore.
Bye.
Eeyore.